With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Right now, President Trump in a wait-and-see mode as he weighs whether to order a military response against Iran over its crackdown on protest. But now, Iranian officials have indicated they may want to sit down and have talks with the White House about those protests. So the U.S. military right now is still on standby. But President Trump saying Monday he would slap 25% tariffs on any country doing business with Tehran. Arizona Democratic Senator Mark Kelly suing the Pentagon.
The lawsuit comes a week after Defense Secretary Hegseth censured Kelly over his participation in a video that called on troops to resist unlawful orders. Kelly claims the Trump administration is trampling on his constitutional rights to free speech. The Pentagon's action could result in a demotion from Kelly's retired rank of captain and subsequent reduction in retirement pay. The suit asks the court to rule that the censure letter and any other punishments against the senator are unlawful and unconstitutional. Greg Clugston, Washington.
And the state of Minnesota filing suit against the Trump administration.
Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison and the cities of Minneapolis and St. Paul are jointly suing the Trump administration over the influx of federal immigration agents taking over the Twin Cities. The lawsuit seeks to stop the unprecedented surge of more than 2,000 federal agents deployed by the Department of Homeland Security that has resulted in the killing of a 37-year-old mother and countless claims of civil rights abuses since the Department of Homeland Security forces began taking hold in Minnesota last year. Bill Alexander, Washington.
Thousands of nurses at several New York hospitals have walked off the job. The union says some 15,000 nurses participating in that major strike. This is SRN News. Well, a new poll asked religious people about their thoughts on immigration.
It comes from the Public Religion Research Institute, and it reveals that white evangelical Protestants are the most supportive of President Trump's efforts to deport illegal aliens. Nearly two-thirds agree that people who are in this country illegally have no specific rights under the law, and 57% say all illegals should be deported even if they have no criminal record. White Catholics and mainline Protestants are also conservative on immigration. Michael Harrington reporting.
Europe and North America aren't the only regions that are seeing a decline in religious faith. New analysis of data by Matthew Blanton at the University of Texas finds the number of Latin Americans reporting no religious affiliation surged from 7% in 2004 up to 18% just 2 years ago. This is SRN News. Apple playing a little game of catch-up when it comes to AI for the iPhone, but it's really, well, not a game at all. Bob Agnew explains.
Google has agreed to help Apple finish its bungled attempts to smarten up its virtual assistant, Siri, and bring other artificial intelligence features to the iPhone. The partnership will draw upon Google's Gemini technology to customize a suite of AI features that will be called Apple Intelligence on the iPhone and other products. Apple announced plans to use AI to turn Siri into a more conversational tool back in 2024, but that promise remains unfulfilled. Bob Agnew reporting.
Asian shares have mostly gained, led by a rally in Japan after Wall Street hit more records on Monday. U.S. futures edged lower and oil prices were up. Monday, the S&P 500, Dow Jones, and NASDAQ all made nice gains on the day. More details, srnnews.com.